how's he normalizing with the new position?
Very well. You know, he's a natural, gifted athlete, very attentive, works extremely hard. He'll play extremely well at that position. God, he's the only guy with questions?
Man. Punt by Sauerbrunn.
Uh-huh.
You had to watch that and imagine the possibilities a little, did you?
Well, we've been watching him do that since he's been here. That's not the first time he's done that. He gets a little win. He's trying to make, you know, he's trying to make field goals from back there. You know, he's got that much talent. But and that one, I think, was almost 6 seconds hang time. That was even more impressive, the one that went to about the 20-yard line. So he's punted extremely well. He's had a good off-season program, and hopefully he can keep it up.
Coach, with 5 of the first 7 games at home, is it important to try to protect the home games and get off to a good start?
You always got to win your home games, you know, in the National Football League. We didn't do a very good job of that last year. We did okay on the road, but you got to find a way to win those games, and hopefully we'll do that.
Tempo in the past, this afternoon, rival, were you as happy as you were with this morning?
No, it takes a while. It's not natural. You know, you haven't worked with pads for a while, and it's going to take a number of days before we feel comfortable. That's why you come back here and have training camp to get them in football shape, and we kind of got a little bit of the system down, but that's going to take some time.
Like, is there usually a position or positions that the last to come around, training camp-wise, pads-wise?
I just think the coordination of the unit, especially with pads on. You know, you can do things without pads, but once you put on the pads, it does take some time. And, you know, that's why we've got a couple weeks before our first game. But they're in pretty good football shape, but until you actually practice with those pads and go through the bumps and bruises and, you know, through exhaustion, it's really hard to go out there and play a game. And that's why we play our guys about the first 10 to 15 plays in the first game, about 20-25 in the second game, and into the third quarter, about 35-40 to get them back in football shape, because it does take some time.
How well has Patrick Ramsey adjusted to the offense?
Good. You know, he's very sharp, very aware. You know, 100% in the off-season program, had excuses with moves to come here, family situations, and found a way to get it done. So he's been very, very impressive since he's been here.
Mike, from a personal and professional standpoint, is it tough to watch Rod Smith over there just, you know, doing his routes and not being here at camp?
You know, Rod is here. You know, he's in our meetings, and, you know, obviously he's not on the field. But, you know, I'm glad he's taking care of himself. Rod's such a tough guy. You know, he played last year with an injury, and he knew he probably shouldn't have. So, you know, he's doing what he can do to make sure he's out on the field and very healthy, and I'm hoping that's the third preseason game. But, you know, Rod's been through these camps, and we just got to get him back in football shape, have him feel good about himself, and he'll come back and play extremely well for us.